The Mishnah relates to us that one of the ways in which an individual can acquire the wisdom of Torah is to be nosei ba'olim chavero, to carry the burden of someone else upon oneself, to essentially commit oneself to share in the challenges and difficulties of one's friend so that they are not out there in the world on their own and that one can provide some relief, some companionship to that very challenging experience. Certainly this is foundational to Yahadus, as Avram Avinu, who builds the Jewish people, is personified by his commitment to the Midah of Chesed. But it is a little bit striking to encounter this on a list that is essentially trying to convey the various pathways through which one can acquire an understanding of Torah. One would imagine that the journey to understand the depths of Torah is really about one's personal intellectual development and the various ways in which one can develop and grow the depth of their understanding of Dvar Hashem. What does one's commitment to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro have to do with the acquiring the wisdom of Torah? Even the notion that we study with the Chavrusa, as the Gemara describes, is essentially intended to refine our own personal understanding. How do we relate to the Mishnah's expansion of this larger goal of conquering the depths of Torah to include elements of our life that really have no bearing on our intellectual understanding and internalization of the various explanations of Torah? Perhaps what the Mishnah is intending to convey is a broader vision of what it means to be a student of Torah. To be nosei ba'olim chavero means that you don't just relate to Torah as an intellectual pursuit. You don't just relate to the conquest of understanding our various sugyas as something that we are trying to accomplish within the parameters of one's individual growth and one's individual development. The study of Torah connects us to the klal. The Torah was not given to individuals. The Torah was given to the totality of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah was given through the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we are told, the very first thing we are told about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he walks out of the palace of Paro into the world of Mitzrayim, Vayar B'Sivlo Sam, and he encounters the suffering of the Jewish people. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu encounters Moshe for the very first time, he does so from within a bush of thorns, as Rashi explains, because Imo Anochi B'Tzara. There is clearly within the context of our Masorah, of Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, this dynamic of understanding that in order to fully appreciate all the nuances of Torah, one must have a personality that is able to share in the burden of others. If you can't appreciate the totality of the Klal, if you can't connect yourself to the Klal, then you will never fully understand the breadth of Torah. There are elements of the sugyos of Shas and Poskim that cannot be fully comprehended in all of their nuance if one does not internalize Torah through a personality that cares about others. It is difficult to comprehend the balance of analysis and pursuit of truth with the compassion that emerges in Chazal for other people if you are not an individual that is nosei ba'olim chavero. This is what the Maharal writes in his Sefer Derech Chaim, when he explains, Morosha Kehilas Yaakov, that the Torah is the inheritance of the entire Jewish people. And in order to fully appreciate and understand the Torah, you have to connect yourself to the broader world of the Jewish people. And this is something that we are certainly seeing today in our times, as the Poskim, as our great Rabbeim, contend with such dramatic and profound challenges of Halacha. We are watching how they are able to balance the pursuit of MS, ensuring that ourselves and our community are conforming to our commitment to Halacha and to Torah at the highest levels, while also being nosei be'olim chavero, having that understanding shaped by the context that they create through really, truly carrying the burden of others. And you see it in their writings, and you see it in how they convey it to all of us. to truly be a Ben Torah, to truly become a Talmud Chacham, to truly understand what Chazal are doing when they interpret the Torah, one has to be able to cultivate and nurture a personality that cares about others. It could be that the intellectual process of understanding Torah is one that is individual, but the breadth of the context of Torah that gives rise to all of the elements that shape what the ultimate truth of that understanding is, can only be fully appreciated and realized by an individual who knows how to think and behave and act and care beyond themselves. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all the strength to be able to address our own needs and also to leave space to carry the burden of others, to relieve them from what they need. And with that, we will see insights in Torah and understanding that perhaps we would never have seen otherwise. Have a wonderful day.